Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah, we going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hot Talk Radio.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through you. You know what? Motherfucking speaker. And guess what? I've been diagnosed as being even more of a beautiful nightmare than ever. So I suggest y'all be well more than ever. What's going on, Juicy?
Hi, what's happening? How?
Shit, you know me. What's going on your way, girl?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. You know what? I just don't know. Right? Sometimes I be keeping it too real. You know, I just want to play this introductory song because right now I'm in the moment. You know, sometimes, you know, it's a, you know, I'm happy every day. I live every day like it's my last because I know that one day it will be. But sometimes when you be in that good moment and things be just right, you just be wanting to make it last forever. You know what I'm saying? You just don't want it to stop. And I'm in one of those mindsets right now while I'm reflecting on a moment. As a matter of fact, a couple of moments that I would have preferred to make them last forever. So I got to just hear my song because right now I wish I could have made something last forever, but no, nothing lasts forever. That's why I keep telling everybody to live every day like it's their last because one day it will be. But I wish I could have made these situations last forever.
Make it last. Make it last forever.
Yes,
don't let I love me. Let's make it last.
Y'all had to excuse me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all had to excuse me. Swag.
Mm-hmm.
Swag. I got something for you. It's for you. Hey. Because you tried to burn me. You can't burn Lady Libra. Do you not know what the world would do if you burn? If I got burnt? Oh, my goodness. Okay, world. I decided to coat my stomach tonight while I'm drinking. You know what I'm saying? So my goddaughter just feasted me something to eat, and she tried to burn me with the goddamn plate. She wrote the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? I'm writing motherfuckers up early in the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm writing motherfuckers that ain't even on the show. That's just how I get down. Before I start with these birthdays, I got an announcement. Now, the name ain't the same, but the picture the same. So I guess she changed her name today. However, it is what it is. Shouts out to Nellie Warren. Much love to High Talk Radio. Never a dull moment. Keep doing your thing. Nowhere but up. Just for you, baby. Just for you. All right, let's start with these birthdays. From my friends on tag, happy birthday. What does B-E-I-Z-Y spell? Swag.
Spell it again.
B-E-I-Z-Y. Hold on, let me take a sweet. That might help me spell it. That might make me,
Bees or Basie. You can say Bees or Basie. You know, we ain't gonna mess up their name.
No, I'm gonna fuck up their name because they all named themselves some bad as shit.
They be easy or be a Basie. You know, a tour.
How about happy birthday, B-E-I-Z-Y?
That's what it do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to a nigga named Born C. I think they changed their name on purpose so I can fuck their name up. Happy birthday to CSY, Willie G. Those my friends on tag. Okay, let's go to my Facebook's birthdays. I'm just trying to shout out to Cameron Booker. He just keeps saying, hey. I don't know. I mean, hey. I don't get it. Okay. Let's go to the Facebook birthdays. Okay. Mark, let me make sure this is a dude first because, you know, sometimes shit. Happy birthday to Markel Rivers. Orlando. McLovin Lee. Russell, God Gang Entertainment, Gore Jr. You know what? Not today. I can't. I'm in too much of a good mood. You know what I'm saying? I got my drink. I had a good day, good year. I have a good day every day. You know? Some be a little bit more trying than others, but however, as long as I survive, it's a happy day. So happy birthday to all y'all and y'all fucked up ass names. I'm gonna get on y'all names. I'm tired of this shit. Proceed with the ladies from Facebook. her. Cameron liked her wall purse. I mean, damn, purse. Post. Damn, I ain't even drinking heavy and it's already kicking in. Call myself gonna coat my stomach today. Okay. Happy birthday to Shantia Monique, Christy Sweet, Keisha loves her three Davis. I know Swag don't want me to say now. Happy birthday to Laura, making love to the money, Boyd.
Let's get it.
And to my dog, back in the day. No, I ain't nothing. No comment, cause wasn't no back in the day. I don't know you like that, cause you way older than I am. Happy birthday, Tamara Runda. And you know what? I wouldn't take this song personal. Please don't. Cause not only am I a beautiful nightmare, but he is too. Y'all had to excuse her. That's one of Showstopper fans. You know what I'm saying? That's how he got them hoes acting. Damn. You know what I'm saying? Who is Fosell, mate? What's going on, Fosell, mate? You got your hand up early in the show.
Mm. You already know who this is. This is Dr. L, girl.
Oh, this is DL. This is DRL.
What's happening with the L?
Hey. Hey. What's up, Swag? What's up, Juicy?
Hey.
Oh, damn, y'all got to excuse me. I'm a little delayed, probably because I'm sipping on some. You know what, but y'all know how I get down. Cause I'm getting crunk, because y'all know we're getting ready to go to a birthday party.
Yes.
Y'all down for it?
Absolutely.
I am a motherfucking party, you know what I'm saying? I remember when I was little, and my mom would leave us at home and leave me babysitting. When she come back, we had the neighbors over, the music got loud. You know, we want about four years old, throwing parties and shit. When she get back, everything cleaned up, we sitting there like we ain't done shit. We turn out a bunch of neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying? Every time she move, we hook up with a whole new set of friends and turn them the fuck out. See, I've been looking at pornography since I was about five. You know what I'm saying? And then we were introduced to neighbors' kids to that shit. We had a routine. We'd be like, okay, one of y'all stand where y'all can see the door. The other one stand by the VCR. You know, shout out to the VHS. The other one stand by the closet. So when they see her hit the door, they can get a signal. We can eject the other one, escort everybody the other way through the room. She was, man, we done turned out. So I apologize. But do know at five, I believed in keeping the dick in my
I'm
corruption at its best. I'm sorry.
You wrote up.
But at least I'm
real.
Honest. I mean, because I could be around here living a lie, not taking responsibility
yeah,
for
honest.
Some of these people's actions. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey. I thought, look, we my mom was selling cigarettes. We were like, okay, look, we going to smoke cigarettes, but can't nobody tell we smoke. We were some bad. We need our ass what right now. You know what I'm saying? My little sister was about, by the time we started smoking cigarettes, I was in middle school. My other brothers was in elementary. And then my little sister was, she probably wasn't even in school yet. She probably about 5, though, you know what I'm saying? So we were like, yeah, we're going to smoke the cigarettes. So my mama, we didn't even have something to realize that she going to smell the smoke. You know what I'm saying? So we smoking cigarettes. We smoking them like chains and shit. But I had an old brother that she was close to, so if he told her the truth, we weren't going to get a whipping, you know what I'm saying? But if her had known that I was the ringleader, I was going to get the hell beat out of me, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Shout out to Big Boy. Shout out to Big Boy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You say?
Hey.
Hey. Come on, we're cool as hell.
Very.
I was the only one that had a party that had alcohol in it, and I was a child. You know, see, that's wrong. See, you know what? That's the problem right there. We just found out what this
is.
That is the essence of it right there.
In middle school, driving your own car. Stop playing.
Spinning the car and shit. I call my cousin. I'm on the way around now. I get in the damn car, go pick up my cousin. Run a red light, and that was the end of my damn life for a year at least. My cousin, she was a little delayed, you know what I'm saying? She probably drives. She probably just learned how to drive. She probably like Juicy. They just want to use me to drive, and they just want to sit on the passenger side. You let me get all the tickets and shit. You know what I'm saying? Kind of fuck shit. I'm mad. I'm still mad about that shit. I'm trying to get, you know, warm it up because we can ready to have a party, y'all.
Uh-oh,
it's a party, y'all.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that's a party. Hold on. I need to go back.
Ladies and gentlemen, this here's another one for the steppers. DJ Wayne Williams, put the record on.
We finna get it started, y'all. Hey. Come on, Swag.
Hey.
Just why you ain't saying that shit. It's time for the party. Hey, I'm waiting on a week now.
Where do we go soon as the weekend gets here? The club. Why? To party and have some fun.
Hey.
Can come and take away your
party. Hey, let me see you dance, L.
The rubber question.
I need a jump.
Quay.
Hey.
Come on, Quay.
And spin.
Now, if you want to play,
you got to play by the rules.
Come on, L.
You got to do what I do.
Yeah.
When I do what I do. If you want to step.
I like the outfit you got on, L. You look good for the party tonight.
You got to do what I do.
Yeah.
Just you in that short-ass dress, you ought to be shame yourself.
Now, step to the left, to the right, bend around.
Hey.
Bring it on up.
Swag clean as hell with his hat clipped to the side. Get it, swag.
Step to the right.
Keep up, nigga. Hey. Get him, swag. Hey, are you a little stiff? Loosen up them hips, girl. Loosen up them hips a little bit. See, y'all better motherfucking come on in this goddamn. See, hey, sure, I ain't no goddamn joke. I'm trying to eat to keep the alcohol from taking over me. But I got me one of my men down on the gas station. Y'all got to excuse me. I mean, I can't discriminate just because he's Indian. Mixed with Korean.
Oh, no, honey. Never.
What?
Never.
He rich.
No, I'm saying never discriminate, honey. I don't care about the color or the race.
But I'm just saying he keeps me a stack of Four Locos hidden in the back. So where
really?
Everybody else is, yeah, everybody else don't have Four Locos, but you heard me just bust it open, didn't you?
All right.
My man made sure I'm straight.
Okay.
Shout out to the Shell gas station on Highway. What street is it? Hold on.
Hey, I ain't
gonna
know.
Nigga, I got that too.
You tell
them
where it is.
They're
gonna be looking for you, Lady Libra.
Yeah, let me be quiet. He don't want to. Hey. I promise you, my man don't want me to not sit on his face. He gonna sell my Four Locos. You know what I'm saying? And as a matter of fact, he just dropped them all by the case. But see, it's. Now, let me be quiet. Let me be quiet. I can see.
Don't get carried away.
I keep forgetting that I got a multitude of motherfuckers, and they be like, hold on. But see, that's the thing. I never proclaimed to be a one-man woman. I finesse these niggas. You know what I'm saying? You got to see, it's a difference between being a hoe and what I am. You know what I'm saying?
You got to see.
You know, see, I'm going to keep that a secret because, see, all my men be listening. And if I talk too much, they're going to be like, I'm going to beat your ass. And then they try to hit me. Guess what? Sweet swag. You know, it's going to be a vice. Oh, hold on. Is it fatality? Is it with a V or a T? I mean, hold on. V or L? See, shout out to Four Loko.
L.
That's the rock. Mr. L. Hey.
L.
Huh?
Fatality.
Well, it's going to be one of them. Whatever you say, it's going to be one of them. How about that?
It's going to be one of them.
Uh-oh, cause y'all know I go with swag, too.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I should have kept that on the low right there.
I want everybody to know. I want them to know, because I don't want anybody to be surprised.
Okay.
They ain't like some people trying to live double lives and don't tell the other person. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all.
Oh, somebody
I gotta,
got a situation.
No, I ain't going to say that. I ain't finna say
somebody
that.
Somebody got a situation.
You know, a serious motherfucking situation.
Somebody got a serious situation going on.
A serious
situation. They had double lives out there.
I swear they had double lives so bad. It's evidence being presented, and they got excuses for the evidence. And then it's like, okay, so how your underwear get under their bed? I was hot. And I had took all my clothes, and then when she had walked in, she had made a mistake of kicked them under the bed. But Shit, I was just saying, are you for real? And then the other person, yeah, because he was laying down across her bed, and he had got hot while she was at work and took his clothes off. When she came in the room, she made a mistake and kicked him under the bed. But that's all. He ain't never messed with her. Oh. I wish a motherfucker would get in another bitch bed butt naked.
Well, if your dude came home, right?
Uh-huh.
And his box was on backwards.
Maybe he
was in a hurry this morning.
I think he was in a rush. He was trying to get back home, man. He didn't know how he's putting on his clothes.
I had a dude, right? For some reason, I'm going to be honest. I got to put my black mile out for a minute and light my blunt. Hold on. So I go from one smoke to the next. Hold on. I got to calm down because I got to take this shirt off. It's hot in this motherfucker. Y'all got to feel me at the party. But I got on another shirt. But it's just this jacket too hot, and we at the party. And I'm finna be dancing and shit all night. Woo! Now come over here. Now come over here. You stay over there in your corner. And I'm gonna stay in mine. But I'm talking about the dude. I'm trying to figure out why everybody bitch wanna be my friend. I done dated multitudes of motherfuckers. And every time they bitch find out about me, they all wanna become my best friend. And I'm saying, like, bitch, do you ever think we could ever be friends? Hold on. I'm so bored with this thing. I would date this dude. It was a few years back. And, I'm trying to figure out. I just don't understand. And I'm saying, like, you know, I just don't understand. You telling me you divorced, but this woman say you still married. I'm confused. I divorced. You hear the accent, don't you? I divorced. I am divorced. I'm like, you divorced. You sure? You know what I'm saying? I am divorced. So, you know, you get the women that be really, like, caught up with these men. Because I see you, I'm bringing you in a high second. I got to prove a point. I know you're going to be ready to party and get the party back started because we already been dancing. And it's hot in this motherfucking building because we've been dancing our ass off. And I gotta bring you in right, cuz. So, hold on. So I'm like, you divorced. So she done did her little research, you know what I'm saying, and calling me, giving me my address and shit, and this, that, and that. I'm like, oh, Lord, here she go with my address. Here these bitches go. I get so tired of these motherfucking CIA hoes. I don't know what the hell to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, here we go with this shit again. So she calls me. Is he there? I said, look, I don't know what you talk about. Look, just leave me alone. Next thing I know, the doorbell ring. Ding dong. Ding, 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 ding dong. Ding, 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 ding dong. Ding. Oh, excuse me. Hold on. And I'm saying, like, are you serious? Next thing I hear, bah! I'm like, oh, shit. Stop, people out the window. Motherfucker, I see you. I'm like, hold on. I said, hey, partner, your broad out there busting out your walls and trying to slice your tires. You better get out there and say something. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say nothing. Okay, well, you not say nothing. But if she touched that motherfucking L right there, that $70,000 bill right there, you and her going to be dead. Because I'm not going to send y'all to jail. I'm going to kill y'all motherfucking asses. Because at this point, my car more valuable than you and her. So, okay. He went and got the one to fix. So I don't know what kind of lie he told her, bro. But I guess he must have told her something. I mean, I'm pregnant. I'm like, sure enough. You know, they always be pregnant. You know what I'm saying? But for some reason.
Yeah, they always pregnant.
They always be pregnant. I'm like, damn, you know, here you go with this motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm driving him to work one day, you know. I guess he didn't want her following his car. So, you know, he had that stuff. Because, you know, at that time I was, you know, in my, I ain't even, no comment. How about that? I was still naive, I'll put it like that. So I'm taking him to work, you know, he's driving, so we pull up into the yard, he get out, he cross over, you know, we give our little hugs and kisses goodbye, and I get ready to get in the car, and this unmarked car just swerve up, and this big old, you know, this like, she kind of put me in the mind of like Mount Fuji or something. I mean, she was like really like beastly like. And I was like, oh, you know, it just caught me off guard because I was like, what? Who is that? I had never seen him other than on pictures. And I think the pictures were like 10 years old, you know what I'm saying? Because this woman had like transformed into like Matilda the Hun or something. I was like, hold up. You know what I'm saying? She got the cup. And then we just started fighting, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, you know, I'm 5'1". This bitch was every bit of 7'1", you know what I'm saying? He was only 5'9". So I'm like, why are you even with this mountain anyway? However, excuse me. So we fighting and shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I still didn't know this bitch was pregnant. I still didn't know she was pregnant. I swear to God. She had, like, pee-peed on herself, but that was probably because she was so anxious to fight and stuff. Anyway, I ended up running them over and shit. You know, it was, like, really bad. It was, like, really bad. I mean, I ended up running them over and stuff. And, you know, I called the police this time because I had gotten in trouble when I was, like, 16 for hitting and running. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to make the same mistake again. I'm going to call the police this time, you know, and make sure I tell my rendition before she do. So, you know, however, I wasn't thinking straight then because, if you know, I mean, we end up going to court and, you know, I was like, you know, is this, you know, is she really expecting, you know what I'm saying? I really didn't even believe the bra was, I mean, this baby was like some months old before I realized she really was pregnant. I'm like, this nigga was really just like dragging her. And she was like, how could he be so grisly? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I called her. I said, look, when she called me, I said, look, I tell you what, female, you know, I ain't going to say her name. Because, you know, I know she listening. I ain't got nothing against you, pimp. I'm on my new shit. How about that? That's why all y'all hoes that's calling about y'all niggas, I'm on my new shit. So, okay. I can't say the phone, hello. He said it to us. I tell you what, do me a favor, come over here and get his shit. I'm gonna invite you in my shit where I pay the mortgage on that me and my ex husband on to get your nigga shit out of my closet. Since he don't stay here, since he ain't with me, since all this is a fictitious lie and I'm making this shit up as I go, come get his shit. Don't think she didn't show up. She showed up and I handed her all his shit. Here she go, I don't want it. I don't want it. I said, bitch, you go get it. You go motherfucking get it. Oh, so I ain't got time to be dealing with you and this motherfucking nigga. We had to go to court and shit behind all this stuff. Bobby Brown was in the courtroom with us. You know, and I was showing out Bobby Brown and shit. He was laughing. It was crazy. I was about, like, boy, those some serious situations I be in. I'm just playing. But you know what?
That was real serious.
I'm talking about, I be finding myself in some old crazy situation. I'm talking about this other nigga brought that's calling me and said, we should be close. I said, that bitch thought she a motherfucking pimp. She just tried me. She just tried me.
One time for the house. That's all we need, baby. One for the house.
Hey,
come on.
Hey, time to get this party back started, child.
Hey,
don't get it started, Juicy. Hey, come on through the door, cuz. Hey, it's a birthday party tonight, cuz. Come on in, cuz. Slide on through the door, cuz. So slide through real cool, cuz. See, they want to come to the party. They got something they want to say.
Man, when they
what's going on,
4-4-5-3-9?
What's happening, lady? What's going on with you, baby?
Ah, shit. Hold on. It's another motherfucking pimp. Y'all hold on. Y'all scare me. Hold on. It's another motherfucking pimp.
Shout out to my little brother,
Dito.
Happy birthday, baby.
Hold on. I got to give you a proper introduction. Hold on, bro.
Okay. Yeah, happy birthday.
That's the kind of pimp right there that would make you call the police, because he's a beast with that thing, baby. That's one of them gangster pimps. That's one of them gorilla pimps right there, y'all. Better be careful. What
hey.
Up, bro?
Lady Lee, what's happening with you tonight?
Hey, you know me. Slow motion is definitely no motion in some cases, but guess what? It's going down tonight. We at the party getting ready to go down. We getting it started. We've been getting it warmed up. You know how people like to come through the party. They don't like to come on time, because, you know, back in the day, if you was at the party early, you were lame. You know what I'm saying? You know
anyway,
how we used to
do
it.
You know, short afternoon or better.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody's showing, rolling in, coming through slowly but surely, and it's all good. So,
yeah, we on that platinum carpet.
That's super
already.
Swag, bro.
Already.
Yeah, I'm getting everybody else into the party because, you know, we got to get ready to get it started for the honoree. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did I wear?
I'm setting everything up, bro. Hold tight.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up?
We ready to throw the party, so we're gonna need you to make your exit, and then I'm gonna call the honoree, and then we're gonna get the party started. Cause we already here. Y'all say what's up to MTC, Marilyn T. Clef. Y'all, that's the infamous Marilyn T. Clef, who's responsible for that happy birthday rendition that we have on High Talk Radio. Also responsible for that Lady Libra introduction that we have that's being played. Everybody say what's up to the Marilyn T. Clef, y'all.
Marilyn
T. Clef.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Appreciate the love.
Yeah,
It's all good. That's Niall and T. Clef, the infamous. Have you made your exit yet, dear?
You state your business and go follow up out of
him. Or make your exit to the car, and I'm getting ready to get him into the party room right now.
What's up, me?
Hold up now. We at the party now. Don't be telling them what's up, nigga. We at a sophisticated party now. Y'all had to skew a bit, boy. Something wrong with him, y'all. Let's see if we can get this nigga to pick up the phone. He might look at the phone and be like, I don't know who that is. I ain't answering. It's your niece, motherfucker. Oh, Lord, I'm so full. These hot wings good as hell. They party jumping. Who is that coming through the door? I'm about to holler at him. Shit. Hey, they falling too, baby.
Thank you for calling Wallace Bond of Dub Beast Production.
You know what? I'm not in the mood for this fuck shit. Phone.
So if you need the name, number, and a brief name.
Only on motherfucking HDR, this nigga with motherfucking. He's sitting there looking at the phone. I don't know who that is. Damn. You know,
so
this is kind of shit I be subjected to. You know what I'm saying? My bloodline don't know how to act, as y'all can see. Y'all can tell anybody that's related to me because they act a certain kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try this again. Cause Dub B finna be roped the fuck up.
Hey,
Ramon,
C-Class.
Hey, what's
up?
He's sitting there looking at the phone and saying,
Lady Libra, let me try.
Thank you for calling. It's his birthday.
Okay, call the motherfucker on the three-way and tell him to pick up the motherfucking phone for the 917 number. Y'all, you know what? I got to take a drink from that. Hold on, y'all.
You know.
Shout out to Loco. Shout out to Ciroc.
Hey.
Yeah. I got the coconut in my hand right now. Big bottle.
Oh, shit. We finna get this party started. Hey, I'm ready to get started.
I didn't need to come through. I'm a designated driver, okay? I'm always. I'm sipping on my water. Right?
He's writing somebody up.
No, he's actually probably out.
What the hell is that?
Hey, play some of that new exclusive shit, man. You know what I mean?
You be quiet, man. You see, you already trying to see. You must see a hole you choose. Sit down, Carl.
Hey, what's up, bro? What's happening, bro? What's going on?
Hey, I can't call it, man. I'm just trying to get her to play some of that new exclusive, man. Yeah.
It's a serious situation going on tonight.
Yes.
It's a serious situation Sunday.
Yeah.
Bro.
What's happening, baby?
Did that fuck nigga pick up the phone? I hate to call a bloodline a fuck nigga, but that way he is.
Hey, this nigga acting right here tonight. I don't know
MTC, can you help? Can you help us out, MTC?
Big boy.
That juicy holiday at your big boy.
Oh, shit. What's up?
Three strikes, you're out, so. I'll just sing the song.
Is he there?
No, probably not.
He's going out for his birthday.
So he can't answer the phone?
I guess so.
You know what?
We're gonna party for him. That's what we.
Hold on. I got a party for this motherfucker. Y'all, hold on 1 second. Y'all, excuse me.
You know,
let me step out of the party room and see. And handle
that's
this fuck shit.
That's what we keep. We gonna keep it party for him. You know.
So you don't see that 917 number ringing your phone, nigga? Okay, that's me, motherfucker. Now I'm going to call you from it again, and I'm going to need you to answer. How about that? Because I need you to. Nigga, answer the goddamn phone. How about that?
You
probably saw it on Facebook.
Gangsta do gangsta things, though. You know what I'm talking about?
That nigga, that ain't no gangsta, trust me. The gangster is on the phone. That's the motherfucking gangster. And everything I learned from him. Don't make me blast my AK-47.
Oh, please don't. Don't scream either. It's all
my
right,
brother used to, look, my brother, used, this how he used to let me know he was at home. We used to live across the street from each other. And every day when he come home, the way he let me know he came home, he just started busting in the air. I'd be like, oh, okay, he at home now. What's going on, nigga, big boy?
What's happening, baby?
Happy birthday, nigga. We having a party for you tonight.
Surprise!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Well, who's shooting?
Nigga, you don't act surprised, nigga. You know we all some filthy soul motherfuckers on here. You know what I'm saying? We all got together to sing happy birthday to you tonight in honor of Hot Talk Radio because you have been such a contributing factor to our success, providing that you've done our intro, my commercial, our happy birthday songs. Anything that we have asked of you, you have provided. So we felt that on your special day that we should take out the time to give you a birthday party. We've been partying since 9 o'clock in your honor, waiting on you and certain people to get to the party because for some reason, don't nobody want to come to the party on time. They want to always show up late. These niggas walking through the door and shit, hoes showing up late. It's crunk. We got a full house. However, I want to extend this happy birthday to you because it would be such an injustice for me to play the happy birthday that you produced. So, however, I want it to be live for you. Proceed.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to the beast. Happy birthday to you.
Bless you. You got it.
Now, on behalf of Hot Talk Radio and growing up with you, and I know this was one of our songs that we used to dance to, I, being your youngest sister, want to dance with you on one of our songs that our grandmama used to say, "Joy!" I want to dance with you in honor of Hot Talk Radio. Come on, dance with your sister, baby. It's going down tonight. It's your birthday. Before you get ready to go out, come on, dance with me, baby. This is what we grew up on. Hey, y'all. Let's do it, y'all. Juicy.
Hey.
Hey, grab him, y'all. Come on.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Live every day like it's your last. Because one day it will be, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, big boy, you remember this?
Yeah, baby, you know I remember.
Hey, baby, we used to be dancing our ass off of this, baby. Our grandmama used to be to my. He be drunk. Oh, I thought mama trying to write me up. Come on, Ditto. Dance with your brother and your sister, baby. Who background is doing that? I'm finna goddamn find out who it is. Okay. Keep on fucking with me. You have to make the best of every day, baby. Now somebody didn't make it. Shout out to Tina Marie.
Yeah.
Check out that 54. The switchboard is lit up, y'all. They want to hear us partying.
Hey.
Hey, welcome in, y'all. Hey. Somebody backgrounding to get it together.
Get it in.
Somebody wrote up.
Oh, fine.
From the ATL, reaching ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through the speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it.
Well, world, you just tuned in to a birthday party in honor of Dub Beats. Without Dub Beats, Hot Talk Radio would not be the beast that it is. Responsible for that rendition, along with Marilyn T. Clef, responsible for the happy birthday song, responsible for commercials and many other things, sound effects, everything that makes Hot Talk Radio what it is today. Shout out to Dub Beats, and without Dub Beats, there would be no Hot Talk Radio. Happy birthday, baby, and many, many more. Live every day like it's your last, because one day it will be. From your loving sister and your big brother.
Appreciate it. Love y'all.
Oh,
he's so humble. He is.
Yeah, that's my nunca. I wouldn't know what I don't know what I'd do without my brothers. We got DJ Pimp and Sweet on the line at the birthday party. We got Juicy at the birthday party. Dr. L at the birthday party. Super motherfucking swag at the birthday party. And many, many other listeners across the whole wide world. Millions are here at your birthday, baby. And they thank you for everything that you've done for Hot Talk Radio. And everything that you've done with Marilyn T. Cliff. Because they love that happy birthday rendition. They love what you've done outside of Hot Talk Radio. They know. The streets talk, baby. What you got going on tonight other than your birthday party? We threw it at Hot Talk Radio. Because I'm sharp as hell.
I'm just kicking back.
You ain't going nowhere else after you leave this party?
No. I'm just going to kick back, man, and just chill. You know, I got a big year coming up, so.
Yeah, we don't. We all have a big year. Hot Talk Radio's first year birthday.
No, that's right.
Is in March.
Oh yeah.
And we plan on celebrating a big way. Because I mean, Hot Talk Radio has reached peaks that no other radio station and nobody else has ever reached in a year's time. We took over the world in a couple months. The UK said we love Hot Talk Radio in 2 months. I'm like, huh? Is Hot Talk Radio? We listen to you in the classroom. Baby, how old are you? I'm 16. Oh, my God. Are you serious? I feel so bad.
Well, you correct the people. I think you teach them more than anything. It's cool.
Exactly.
I
keep
world.
It real. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we are.
It's so
we
sad that the world wants us to think that sexuality is taboo, when without sex, none of us wouldn't be here.
The only difference with us is that we say it and they hide behind it. So I think we help people address reality.
I agree.
Shout out to Beats and Mel T. Cliff one more time.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about they standing the hell up.
Oh, yeah.
Hot Talk Radio would not be what it is without them two. I'm serious. I mean, I'm about to just break down in tears right now. And I don't cry because I'm a super bitch. I mean, y'all had to excuse me. I mean, super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women do not cry. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, however, I do realize that without MTC and Dub Beats, Hot Talk Radio would not exist. You know what I'm saying? I'm a super bitch from now on and forever. But I couldn't exist without Dub Beats and MTC. Shout out to my girl Dilemma. It's going down.
Okay. Shout out to that girl. Now you got the tequila Hot Talk Radio. Hey. We some super bitches. Straight perfection. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches, straight perfection with no glitches. Worldwide scouted, bitch, we show you how to do this. We some super bitches, super bitch, we super bitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches, super bitch, we super bitches. Worldwide scouted, bitch, we show you how to do this. I'm
undeniable. I can make him fire her. Like, hey, shit, I be the greatest. Why the fuck you think they hate? I'm tired of your popping, flossing, and all they always shit. You need to get some pride, low self-esteem, bitch. I'm been bossing, I'm awesome. I got these niggas turning tricks. Better stay in line, ho, before I take your man, bitch. So super bitch, straight perfection with no glitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head.
For those of you all, for those super bitches, those super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the world, don't worry about what the word spells. Think about the acronyms. Beautiful, B. Intellectual, I. Talented, T. Charismatic, C. Honorable, H. Yeah, together it spells bitch, but guess what? You have no clue. For those of you all that stand for the acronyms, go join Hot Talk Radio's Legion of Super Bitches. And if you want to come out and join us on Wednesday at Throwbacks on Old National, that anthem will be performed live. Lady Libra will be in the building. Juicy will be in the building. Dilemma will be performing it live, and we're getting ready to do the video. Inbox me. Let me know so I can get you your shirt. Because if you're super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable, it's a lot of real men that's requesting your presence Wednesday. Don't be ashamed. When a nigga call you a bitch, tell him thank you. Because bitch is no longer a negative word. It's a positive word. It was never negative to me. I can give a flying fuck what you call me. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn. That's just who I am. Shout out to Showstopper. However, be in attendance with us on Wednesday, 10 o'clock-ish, Old National, Throwbacks, to watch Dilemma perform that live. It's going down. Be there to let me know that you want to be in the video. Because it's going down. Hot Talk Radio is doing big fucking things. And if you don't believe it, shame on you. Shout out to Dub Beats. Because without Dub Beats, Hot Talk Radio would not be. Please know that. We having a party tonight, y'all. Along with our topic, it's a special, hold on, excuse me, serious situation Sunday. It was special situation Sunday, last Sunday, with Big Sound from the Eastside Boys. All shows that we produce are on demand, so in the event that you desire to listen to that show to see what happened, visit the site, www.blogtalkradio.com/hottalkradio. Every show that we've ever produced is at that site. Go to the show, go to the site, select your show, and enjoy. Today is Serious Situation Sunday. Christmas is over. The new year is on the way. It's Serious Sunday. We are not here to play. The world will thank us when the time is right. Tune in. Tonight's show will be a dynamite. Be a dynamite. Be dynamite. However, shout out to what I'm drinking. And you will know in a minute. Situation. Condition with regard to circumstances. State of affairs.
circumstance, conditions affecting a person. Topic, do the holidays put a strain on individuals that are dating? Should you mix business with pleasure? Should you change your page relationship status if you are committed? What do you do when your lover is there with you, but their mind is somewhere else constantly? Should married individuals date before the divorce is final? Our lives are filled with situations, and as long as we live, there will always be issues to be addressed. Ride or die. Let's go. And for y'all new people that don't know what ride or die stands for, that's reach into dreams every day or dig into excuses. The choice is always yours. We can't make up your mind. We can just suggest things that you can do. The choice, I promise, is yours. Tonight is Serious Situation Sunday, and it's going down. We're having a birthday party for Dub Beats. It's a wild night tonight. I suggest you kick back, relax, and enjoy the motherfucking show. Super Swag, Dr. L, Dr. Pimpin', DJ Pimpin' Sweet, Dr. Juicy. Yeah. And I got everybody else's mics open. Shout out to the switchboard. It's lit up tonight. You know, it's the day after what the world calls Christmas. And like I told y'all on Thursday, live every day like it's your last. Don't wait till Christmas to do something nice for someone. Don't wait till Christmas to feed me if I'm hungry. Don't wait till Thanksgiving to feed me if I'm hungry. If you have the ability to do it in June, please feed me then. Don't make me starve until Thanksgiving. You all want to acknowledge the day that he was born, but yet and still you want to do things that don't make sense to me. You think he going to only feed you on his birthday? He came to save the world, but you think he's going to only feed you on his birthday? I don't think so. And if you disagree, do you, because I promise you, I'm going to do me. Because I speak nothing but the truth. Is that a lady label coming through your motherfucking speaker? Shout out to what I'm drinking. And for those of y'all that want to know what the fuck, because somebody want to know what I'm drinking, I say it like this. It's a secret. Shh. This what I'm drinking, y'all.
Yeah, Magnum. We drank the rock, not the bottle. Hey. In the glass. Talking something, calling money. All the back, bow, cash on the straight.
Come on,
all night, give me another
slash.
I got a pulling bottles
on,
out another stash. Yeah. Me and my girl. Drinking on Ciroc. Hit the booty club.
Lil'
mama make it hot. Spending 10, 20, 50, hundreds. I don't think they understand. The baddest little bitch in Atlanta with the money, man.
Money
on me. Tell me what to see, bottles of the rock, no Jim Beam, but I still bought the bar, so it's all free. Check the nigga VIP with five free. Turn the bottles up, never gave a fuck. Yeah, I'm pimping bitch, middle fingers up. Money coming down, bitches getting fucked. Man, them unit in this bitch. We stuntin', popping bottles, getting money in this bitch. If she ain't handcuffed, you better grab your bitch. Cause I swag turned up and she done chose I click. Pouring bottles up for raw, you sippin' on our runner, bitch. Drank the rock, out the bottle, in the glass. Talking pussy cone money, all about cash. Be on it straight all night, give me another slash. I got them pulling bottles out another stash. Me and my girl, drinking on Ciroc. Hit the booty club, lil' mama make it hot. Spending 10, 20, 50, hundreds. I don't think they understand. The baddest little bitch in Atlanta with the money, man. Marco serving like stamp, bring them units, stamp, I ain't with that bounce, gone with your snitching nigga, they don't need your know-how, it's about to go down, down. I'm sipping click, so thick like a Zoe pound, pump, go mag, 93 loud, ball the money up and then I throw it in the crowd, make them say wow, chain say ow, drinking off the rock with your bitch right now, you don't know how.
show you what it's costing. Won't go mad, yeah. You can say something. Grew up in the clique, getting money, and we touch it.
Yeah.
Over
yeah.
With the language.
We drank the rock out the bottle, in the glass. Talking puppet cone money, all about cash. We on it straight all night, give me another flash. I got them pulling bottles out another stash. Me and my girl, drinking on Ciroc. Hit the booty club, little mama make it hot. Spending 10, 20, 50 hundreds, I don't think they understand. The baddest little bitch in Atlanta with the money, man.
Yeah, you know we get that Ciroc money. And my bro serving things rock. White zombie, ride or die boss. Fuck what it cost. I just caught that fly shit. I been on that super duper Mario Luigi tip. Yoshi Green got no seeds. I get that cheese, call it government. Pockets full of presidents, but they all deceased. Tell my wallet, rest in peace. Smoke it loud, yeah, my cheese. Run this shit like a cheese. Yeah, you know I'm from the streets. NYC, you better recognize 585 ROD and our prime. Yeah, you know we shine like the moon late at night. And you know we on that midnight train to Georgia, glad it's nice. What?
We drank the rock out the bottle
in the
glass.
Talking puppy cone money, all about
cash.
We on it straight all night, give me another
flash.
I got them pulling bottles out another stash.
Yeah.
Me and my girl. Drinking on
Ciroc.
Hit the booty club, little mama make it hot. Spending 10, 20, 50 hundreds, I don't think they understand. The baddest little bitch in Atlanta with the money, man.
All right. We're going to open up the mics tonight. We already know what the situations are. I want to know, should you mix business with pleasure? Because I got a situation where I mix business with pleasure. When you ask me if I do it again, my answer is hell yeah. But I want to see what the doctors had to say because maybe I went wrong somewhere. Super Swag?
You was wrong.
Doctor.
You was wrong.
Dr. Pimper Sweet. Juicy.
Hey.
Y'all think
I'm
cool wrong for mixing business with pleasure? It wasn't me. They wanted to mix business with pleasure, but I didn't stop them.
That's wrong. That's dead wrong.
Why?
Because you cannot mix emotions with money. Money money don't have a feeling to it.
Mm.
You have a feeling. The
mm-hmm.
money don't. And once the money grow, if your money grow and your feeling don't grow, it's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm. So you saying I can't fuck you?
Or vice versa.
So I can't fuck your face?
If it's money involved.
Wait a minute, hold up.
if it's money involved, yeah.
Wait a minute, hold
but
up.
Man, you coming into office tomorrow at 9 to 5, and then on Tuesday we off, and you want to do some. No, it ain't going to go like that, though.
Why?
Because that's mixing business with pleasure, because come Wednesday. Okay, Monday, we working. We off on
Tuesday.
How about
these hot wings? I mean, these hot wings at the birthday party. Excuse me.
Come Tuesday, we fucking. Then here come Wednesday, we back at work. And I ain't said shit to you. I ain't said good morning, good afternoon, good evening. See you later.
Who is that calling? Oh, that me.
Yeah, you cannot mix business and pleasure. If you do, you're gonna have
y'all
problems.
To skill me.
I agree with Swag. This is Dr. L. I agree because I've done it. I've been there, done that. And if you hadn't already been pleasure first and in a committed type of relationship where you feel that you can get to that level and do business together. I mean, I don't think anybody should. Like, I've had some horror stories come out of mixing business with pleasure. And plus, I mean, being a woman, if you do that or allow that, then it makes you look bad in the end if you end up having been or working with some crazy lunatic. So just take me and Swag advice and don't mix business with pleasure if you can. I ain't saying they go for everybody, but for the most part, I say about 95% of the situation, you definitely don't need to mix business with pleasure.
What if it's too late? What do you do? Break up the relationship or break up the business?
I want to slow down there too, cause
it's a gangster want to come in right now, y'all. Y'all have to excuse me.
It's a
gangster trying to come in. Excuse me, y'all.
Oh, bring them gangsters.
I'm just trying to figure out why the fuck you show up so late. He done missed the birthday party.
Was it time to do clothes out yet? Or no?
You know what? Go to hell, motherfucker. How about that, bitch?
Not too early for that.
You motherfuckers want to show up for clothes out. That's the fuck shit I be talking about, y'all. Don't laugh, L. Don't laugh at this fuck, nigga. Look at Juicy. Hell.
Juicy, what's up, baby?
We had a whole motherfucking party tonight, nigga. You missed it.
Yeah,
I need
nigga,
you
I'll
DJ
miss...
tonight.
Yeah, what up, nigga? DJ D.
DJ, go to hell. How about that?
That's cool.
So you saying that I can't fuck for her face because it's business.
Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like business.
It's two sides. You got
then
you
gonna be
side, you got the pimp side to it. So it's, it's different sides to whatever you do. Because, you know, a pimp don't look at the business as far as, like, he's gaining a profit. And he fucking you, too. He, you know, he playing both sides of the field. But a square.
Oh, really?
He can't handle a business and pleasure situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, personally, Swerve ain't gonna put no product out there. I'd be selling it if I don't know what it's like. You know what I'm saying?
Go to hell.
I got to test Ronnie first.
Okay, this is Sunday. Okay, this serious situation Sunday, and my serious situation with Swerve right now. He's trying to pimp out Sunday. So
thank you, L.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We already talked about your long ass night.
I told you I was gonna get you some now. You know, calm down.
Get his ass out, because he wrote up tonight.
I promise you I was going to break you off, so, you know, just chill out till I get there.
Well,
oh,
you know
shit.
What?
Juicy, say something.
I don't want it. You don't even want me to tell you why I don't want it, neither, because y'all real mad at me and go off.
You might not want it, but you need it. There's a difference between
right.
Want and need.
No,
you don't
I
want
don't.
It, but you need it.
I do not. I refuse.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't nothing personal to you. It's just my choice.
Oh, shit. Get him, L.
Tell me all about it.
It's my choice, okay? I don't need no easy. Nothing easy and breezy, okay?
Tell me all about it.
Like the challenge and the chase.
He's trying
mine.
To handle you, L. Listen at him. Listen at him.
Tell me all about it. He ain't going to handle me. He don't know how
get
to
him,
handle
L.
me.
Get him, L. Don't let him handle you. Don't
he
let
won't.
Him motherfucking handle you, L.
It takes a special caliber of a
you
person.
Up.
No, it takes a special caliber. I'm highly selective.
I just can't
deal with somebody that's just
that's
pimping
right.
like that. I just can't.
That's right. Keep talking yourself out there. I feel you.
And they legal too.
You just mad, man. You mad. That's it. You gotta sneak in with Jones. You sneaky, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Sneaky. I can keep it real.
And ladies, mm-hmm. too, I'm gonna tell you like this too. If somebody
don't listen
does,
this way.
If somebody makes business with pleasure,
uh-huh.
on that business side, get
mm-hmm.
you a contract.
You want some ice cream?
Oh shit!
Get
oh,
you a contract.
Damn, swag.
Put it in black
Damn.
And white.
Put it in black and white.
Put it in
so
black
you saying
and
don't
white.
Let him dicking me down, distract me from the business aspect of it?
Yeah, put it in black and white. If that's the route you want to go.
Okay, so you say I can still get dicked down as long as it's in black and white.
Thing, then that's you two parties being played. Okay? Y'all just want to go ahead and do the pussy dick thing.
See, last week with Big Sam from the Eastside Boys, we was talking about special situations.
Okay.
Well, friends decide to mix business, but friends decide to be lovers. So this week is serious situation where we talking about everything. Business being mixed with pleasure. So you saying that if you going to do it, put it in black and white first, then go on get in the bed. I'm just trying to understand. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Okay. So you saying before I hop back in the bed,
you know me,
tell this nigga to sign on the dotted line.
Being super swag, I
someone in the background finna get shot up.
You know what I'm saying?
Someone in the background disrespecting me.
Being super swag, I take a bitch to court behind my bitch.
Oh, right, behind your dick?
Yeah, I take a bitch to court behind my dick. You know, I'm going to put it in contract.
So you saying I can fuck your face and then you'll take me to court?
I take it to court. Cause we have
that's
a
some
grief.
Fuck shit.
We
no,
a
I'm serious. I'm serious right now. I'm so motherfucking serious.
Yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
what you have to do.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
I'm suing your
man.
Pussy.
Fuck
I'm suing the pussy.
Fuck. Yeah. Yeah.
One of the best.
situation Sunday. Our Christmas is over. The New Year is on the way. It's Serious Sunday. We are not here to fucking play. The world will thank us when the time is right. Just know tonight's show will be dynamite. What's going on, 540? What's going on with you, boo?
How you doing?
Hey, pumpkin. All the doctors are ready to, you know, to elaborate on the situation. Because it's Serious Situation Sunday on here, along with Dub Beat's birthday. It's going
yes,
down tonight. We're having a birthday party. We're having a show all in one. Now, there's too much going on. I can't take it.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
Dub Beat, you here?
You're right. Hi.
Yeah. I appreciate
it. Dub Beat, you here?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, she wanted to wish you happy birthday. What's your serious situation tonight, Pumpkin?
I'm trying to call in some advice on long distance relationships.
Uh-oh, doctor,
don't
y'all
do
ready?
It.
Y'all
don't
ready, doctor?
Don't do it.
Oh, shit, who is that? Come on, don't do it.
Let us state her case, okay? Let us state her situation, please.
State your situation, boo. State your serious situation. Before Gail started writing people up.
All right, I just met somebody online or whatever. We've been talking for a little while, you know, still getting to know each other. And things seem to be okay. I was just calling for some advice. So.
I'm the one to give you advice on that.
But, you know, I like to get other people's feedback on something.
Okay.
I'm gonna let everybody give you advice and then swear I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm gonna let them fill you up with a bunch of BS and then I'm gonna bring you to reality.
Dr. Swerve is the reject on the show, baby. Go ahead.
Okay.
Swerve gonna tell you the truth. Everybody else can get you to waste your time and tell you how to lose your man.
Yeah, how you feel about it?
I'm listening to you, Punk.
Oh, you know,
Elle
a sucker for love. Elle's gonna tell her it's all gonna work out. Everything great.
I can understand that, but you know, we still working on getting to know each other. You know, there's no rushing into it or nothing.
Dig that.
Go ahead. Elle gonna take it
slow. Take it slow. You know what I'm saying? And
hold on, wait a minute,
Plankin.
She ain't even told the situation yet, and everybody elaborating already.
Wait on Swerve. He'll tell the truth.
Go ahead, boo. Speak your truth, because we here. I'm here. Lady Libra going to tell the truth. Go ahead. I'm on your side.
I'm not really like him, and I believe, you know, that the feelings are mutual with him. But, you know, like I said, we're just going to take our time and, you know, I love him. I do. I ain't going to lie. I'm not going to front.
Whoa.
Just like I said, calling in for some advice. It's the difference between loving and being in love. You know, you have to work on that, you know, getting to fall in love with each other.
It really is a difference between loving a person and being in love.
Ain't no damn difference. We already had
it. You're a motherfucker. Shut the hell up before I kill you, motherfucker. What the hell do you know? I wish people happy birthday. You wish them happy death day. Who the hell are you to tell somebody what love
is? That's that lying shit that people just be using to make excuses. Ain't no damn difference. You either love them or you don't.
First of all, being in love is like the best feeling in the world. It's the worst feeling in the world.
You can't sell me on the lies. You can't sell me on the lies. So
I love you, Swerve. I'm not in love with Swerve. I love Swerve. It's a difference.
You Swerve right now.
I love Swerve. It's a difference. I'm not in love with his monkey ass, but I love Swerve. It's a difference. You know what I'm saying? And see, it's nothing worse. It's nothing better. Excuse me. You know, shout out to what I'm drinking. That thing called being in love is no motherfucking joke. When you love a person, you love a person. But being in love, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but being in love is much stronger than loving a person. Now, when you love a person, you love them, and that ain't going nowhere. But when you're in love, that shit will drive you in motherfucking sane, baby.
You're right.
I'm a female that don't believe in all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm a hardcore ass bitch. But for some reason, I have fallen in love. With myself. Right. Uh-oh, y'all. Somebody didn't hear me.
I fell
in love with my motherfucker.
Wait. So, can I need to get my understanding right quick.
No. go ahead.
Doctor, go ahead.
I just want to get an understanding right quick. Okay, it's a difference between being in love and in love.
So loving
somebody is pulling them out the way of the car. But being in love with somebody, you jumping in front of the car.
Yeah.
And that's what y'all like. don't get her touch on me now.
I'm gonna say when you love somebody, you will respect them because you love them. But when you in love, that'll make you just be more honest. Like if you in love with somebody, it's a lot that you won't do because you in love with this person and you more focused on them. But I can love you but not still be in love with you and still do, you know, whatever I choose to do. You know what I'm saying?
I can love you and not be focused on you, but if I'm in love with you, I'm only focusing on you.
I think somebody's already focusing on this person?
You know, my aim is with that one person. It ain't no other person.
You guys
person
are hilarious.
Listen, Swerve, calm down. What I really want to know is, you said you feel like these feelings are being reciprocated. Is that what you are guessing, or is that what you know by his actions? Because actions really will tell you. Because first of all, guys don't think the way we do. The way they express or feel about you may not be emotionally. Like real guys, not these pimps on here. Okay? Like some real guys that really do wanna be monogamous and not have about five different women, you know, at once or whatever. Like they'll be real with you, and they'll have certain things that they'll do by their actions that will equal up to what you're thinking emotionally and showing forth emotionally. Now the challenge is that you're long distance and you still getting to know him. So all I can really say is, as someone once told me, you know, listen to your heart, but make sure your brain is not trying to trick you into not believing the common sense because of your feelings. And then also, just take your time, be the tortoise and not the hare when it comes to love, because you jump yourself out there, you're going to hurt that much worse if it doesn't work out. So be you, just, you know, be careful. That's really all I can tell you, sweetie, and I wish you well.
Thank you.
That's Dr. L, okay?
And you see, Dr. L is going to give it to you in the raw.
Swerve, give it to the viewers.
No, Swerve ain't going to do shit, because Swerve wrote the fuck up and on possible suspension.
Because I love Nelly, our caller.
From damn 540, and he gonna treat her right, because that's she my special goddamn caller. She mean a lot to me. She close to my heart. I don't play by 540. I know 540 personally. 540 be standing up for Hot Top Radio and Swag City on the real every motherfucking show. So y'all ain't gonna handle her any kind of motherfucking way. Cause I understand. I'm writing her number down.
I'm
writing her number down right
now.
Both
sides, so she understand. Some real nigga shit.
Okay, you know? I got something else for you. Hold on 1 second. What's going on, 904-554?
What it do, right, baby girl? Tony Brown in the building, you know what I'm saying? Ambush Entertainment, Esquire DJ, what's happening?
Oh, shit, Esquire DJ is standing the fuck up. You heard the situation. You got anything you want to elaborate to my special caller?
Well, first off, one main thing that we as all people got to remember is, you cannot love any motherfucking body if you don't love yourself first. One thing I do when I wake up in the morning. When I wake up in the morning, Charlie, one thing I really do say to myself is, I love me some motherfucking me.
Hey, that's right.
I love me some me, and I feel good about it, because if I ain't loving myself, ain't no way in hell I'm going to love somebody else. The second thing is,
Kane.
You can get out here in these relationships with men and females, blah, 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 blah. But the main thing you got to do, you can go and fall in love. Open your heart up. Do your thing, man. But the main thing you got to do is enjoy that shit while it lasts. Don't put no limitations on what you're going to do, man. Just enjoy that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? If it lasts, it lasts. If it don't, it don't. Quit in love.
Okay.
You know what I'm
okay.
saying? Make your heart, you know what I'm saying? Open your heart up, do your thing, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what life is about. You learn like that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You become a better lover, a better man, better woman by opening your shit up. Don't put no limitations on yourself. But the main thing is love yourself first, shawty. You know what I'm saying? Don't kiss yourself in the mirror every morning. You know what I'm saying? They call it being cocky or whatever. That's just my persona. I get down like that. All right, but other than that, Charlie, just tell what you wanted to eat. You learn that in life, you know what I'm saying? And you all you look at men that want to be monogamous. See, you got to find a man who's got the hope out of them. You know what I'm saying? Who doesn't have that has been through all the strip clubs and done their thing and is ready to settle down and be monogamous with that one woman. If you find a man like that, he going to keep on running with that bullshit. That's just what it is. Tommy Brown put it down. You know how it is. What's happening?
I fuck with you, Tommy Brown. Esquire DJ standing the fuck up. Represent Hot Top Radio. Do you love Hot Top Radio, Esquire DJ Tommy Brown?
I love Hot Top Radio. You know what I'm saying? We call in. We represent NY, the LA, the goddamn FLA. We put this
shit.
Thing in. Okay?
Somebody didn't understand what he just said. Say it again one more time, baby. They didn't understand you.
Yeah, I love Hot Top Radio, baby. You know what time it is.
Hey, Hot Top Radio, HTR. Wouldn't be what it is without motherfucking Dub B Production. Hey, celebrating his birthday tonight. He turned 22. Because as long as he's 22, that makes me 25. Hey, the switchboard is standing the fuck up tonight for some reason. They know there's a party going on in this motherfucker and shit.
Let's
y'all better motherfucking understand that, bitch.
It gets in.
Get it motherfucking in. It's serious. Situation Sunday. And for those of y'all that don't know, we got Situation Sunday, Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, and Therapy Thursday. Tune in at prime time, baby. It's going down. All shows are on demand at the site. Go there, pick your show, hit play, and motherfucking enjoy. Get you something to drink, get you something to smoke, get your bitch by your side. Because I promise you, you in for a long motherfucking ride. High Time Radio is taking over the world, one show at a time. Shout out to P. Diddy. That's right. If y'all don't know, now you know.
I got a situation.
Y'all better goddamn understand this shit is serious over here. It's motherfucking serious. Somebody thought I was motherfucking playing.
I'm upset. I got a situation.
You crazy.
I got it.
And trying to get mine, but when I come home, I can't even get my own. Asking me where my page is at, 'cause when you page, I ain't call right back. I didn't have my cell phone, so tell me what's going on, baby.
Yeah, it's about love.
By my car, say I picked up two girls from the bar, but you know it ain't true, 'cause I was here making love to you. But baby, to continue to talk about me and what I do, I know what it is they wanna be you and be the one I'm coming home to, baby.
Talking about you too.
They ain't know me.
Talking about what the hell.
Yeah.
I kick it grown woman style. You got the petty ways of a child. Won't you check in my drawers, you foul. Now everybody wanna be ghetto fab. You better ask Chris Tucker, Silk the Shocker, Razz Cat. In the ghetto Gotham City, they saw me shaking my ass. In the face off with you, to next out. Or the future will be the past, and it ain't gon' last.
Y'all had to skill me. Y'all had to skill me. I mean, I'm just saying, shout out to what I'm drinking. If you don't like it, drop dead. Because it is what it is. I'm talking about, it's serious tonight. Come on, the background is disrespecting me. And if I find out who background it is, they going to be motherfucking put on mute for the rest of the night.
Hey, whatever.
And if you ain't no kin to me, I'm going to fuck your face.
Oh,
now, it's
no.
up to you. Then the choice is yours. Excuse me, L. I know you're the civilized doctor on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I look to you for all advice. But if it's swerve background, I will be fucking his nose. If it's swag background, I'm going to fuck his whole face. If it's cause background, I'm writing him up and putting him on possible suspension. If it's Juice's background, well, she's a sweetheart of the show. Ain't nothing going to happen. Juicy. Juicy. Good as a B birthday, girl.
Hey,
without Dub Beats, we wouldn't be who we are. They don't understand this shit. It Dub Beat.
Sure.
Y'all better motherfucker understand it. It's goddamn it, Dub Beat birthday. That's my motherfucking brother.
Hey,
what call? You in the cut? What?
Hey man, y'all had my mic locked the whole show, man. I can't even tell Carl happy birthday and how that.
But
Carl
day is a dub.
Yeah, damn, shut up.
Dub, Carl finna get rolled up, Carl. I mean, bro.
Dub,
talk to sweet.
Did I what it is, Carl?
What's going on?
Ain't that, man. Happy birthday and happy holiday to you, man. Yeah, you know I mean?
Yeah, cuz. Yeah.
Cuz, free lifetime supply, goddamn bust a free pill for you, man. You don't have the mic locked for 2 hours, man.
Cuz, I ain't here. Hey, cuz. I didn't, you know.
Run to the caller and Nash. All you don't have, man, locked the whole show.
Cuz, Swari was going to interrupt her, and she wanted to be enlightened.
So you had to mute
and
me?
Damn.
Because you and
Swarby
co-signed on each other, Carl.
So you had to
be true.
I can't do nothing with you and Swarby. You and Swarby on some more shit, Carl.
That's fucked up, Carl.
Carl, you know. Carl, bloodline.
I actually have some good advice for her, too, especially for the long distance.
But she's still listening, Carl, so go. Hold on, Carl, hold on.
I'm here.
She's still
there,
Carl. Hold on, cuz. I'm like, I'll light my shit up, cuz. Skill me, y'all. Go ahead, cuz. She's still there, cuz.
She's straight. I just wanted to tell her, man, hey, man, just try to goddamn do what you can do with it, man. It's hard to be in a long-distance relationship because you get so used to goddamn being together and apart at the same time to the point where y'all might not know how to be together when y'all do come together. So, you know what I mean? Just try to maximize your friendship as much as possible, man. You know what I mean?
Unless you're on reject like me, who like her motherfucking space.
Because
I love
people,
my nigga is gone, and I'm enjoying the shit.
Some people, you know what I'm saying? Some people communicate so good because they be so far apart from each other, but then when they get together for a couple of days or a couple of months or something, when they get to really learning each other together, it's like they might not be able to like the same shit that they did, what they thought they liked. You know what I mean?
Okay,
but
cool.
Got,
hey,
my
situation is totally different.
You can have phone call chemistry, cam chemistry, but once you get involved, once you meet face to face, chemistry may not be there.
Cause they might start getting on each other's nerves once they start getting together and shit.
Damn,
you know,
cause swag.
That picture of that person or that person that cam may not look the same. You know what I'm saying? You know how people Photoshop their pictures and stuff.
I'm for real though.
You know, it's a difference when you see someone in person and you actually laugh and talk and chill with them, and it got long pauses in your conversation and everything.
What do they breath stink? They breath might stink for real though. Cause I done had some niggas that it looked so motherfucking good. See when they got in my face, I'm like, this nigga breath ain't right. This shit ain't gonna work. I fire a nigga on some fuck shit. Your hygiene gotta be on point. You gotta be fine. You gotta look good. If not, you will be up for dismissal.
Let's get the man a tic tac. You'll be all right.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and diagnose you with a lifetime supply of Busta Free pills too, man. Because
I get so tired of doctor diagnosis.
You got damn chatting line and shit, man. Don't nobody do no computer love on Hot Talk Radio. So I diagnose you, caller, and you later leave before put my mic on lock for 2 hours, man. And Busta Free pills for y'all, man. No more pimp.
Cuz, you gotta do better about this shit, cuz.
And that might close out, man.
Motherfucker. I get so tired of you always going to close out.
For Super Swag, man. I'll catch y'all in the Roto Room Tuesday, man.
If you motherfucking try, fuck nigga, you in trouble.
Take over Tuesday on deck.
You know what? Ain't no
fun with you, man. Can't wait to get up with you, man. Yeah, me.
Try it if you want to, cuz.
Try.
Go ahead and try, son of a bitch. Try. I'm serious tonight, cuz.
Big boy was on now too, so he didn't get a chance to talk to Big Boy.
You know what I'm saying?
I told her there was nobody, so she don't have me a mic locked for 2 straight hours.
I ain't had your motherfucking mic locked for no 2 straight hours, old fuck nigga.
Man,
you say something beneficial, bitch, and I won't put you.
Shot, I tried to say something the whole time, shot. I couldn't even say nothing, shot. I don't call then 2-3 times.
Fuck, nigga, you know the goddamn
one,
number.
4-5 times.
You know what? Fuck you, nigga.
Y'all didn't know, man. Let a Libra guy bust a free pill for life. She's no longer welcome in the rolled up room with me, Swag, and Juicy when she feel
fuck
like
you, nigga. I
God
built
damn,
the
world
up wrong. What the fuck is you talking about?
Hey, damn, that man's swerve G wrong, man. You ain't got nothing
to
do with all
that. You know
what?
I just shot Swerve. Swerve is no longer in existence.
That man's Swerve. Now, you probably got Swerve G on mute because you got me talking now.
Swerve.
You already know what we're going to do.
Swerve, I ain't sitting on your face right now. Say something, baby. Say something, baby.
Hey, it don't even matter no more. I just found out Hot Talk Radio don't want to hear the truth no more. They want to get I'm off in the cut with you, cuz. I'm in the cut now.
You a motherfucking right, liar. Your background was, first of all,
that,
you know goddamn well how I am
that
when the callers
me.
Are trying to talk. And you were goddamn saying some old fuck shit. And I'm like, let the caller talk.
You were getting busted advice, and I'm trying to save on some
real.
I'm
talking about for real.
You
man,
can't
you
get
the real. You get authentic gangster pimping advice, man. You would shut that down for some buster advice. That is not allowed in the World Up Room. That goes against all the rules and regulations.
Bitch, we are not in the World Up Room. How about that?
Hey, bust a free pill for you.
That's the
I
problem.
Got three of them. Take you three.
We are not in the World Up Room, cuz this is Serious Situation Sunday.
Well, appreciate it.
It's serious tonight. The Buster Free Room is on Tuesday, fuck.
That's why we're in Atlanta. I
appreciate you for not allowing me.
Right now, we're in Atlanta to make these super bitch pills so they can get on their game.
Ain't no motherfucking super bitch pill. I suspended the super bitch pill until I check on the ingredients. Because you ain't finna be issuing out no motherfucking super bitch pill, making these motherfuckers think they can become a super bitch by taking a pill. That shit have to be in.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. That lady named Angie gave both
pimp,
to me.
We got pimp.
Which means she is
stuff.
A super bitch. That's the only way
stuff.
You could be a super bitch is if you born with that shit. Now stop making these folks think they can take a pill and become a super
pill.
Bitch. You wrote up, motherfucker.
We got the Buster Free pills. You know, we got back auto on those. We got pimp juice. It's overwhelmingly just get issued out each week.
I got a question. Because look like we're going into overtime tonight. Shout out to the switchboard because it's standing the fuck. I got a question. Do y'all feel like the holidays put y'all into a strain to goddamn do shit that y'all necessarily might not feel like doing? Like, say, for instance, a female you just dating. Soon the holiday come, y'all got to go over her mama's house and sit around her grandma and listen to her auntie talk shit. All because of the motherfucking holiday. I ain't taking no nigga around my family on the holidays. So I'm telling you now, if you fucking with me, you would not be going on my family house on a holiday. I ain't now one of them type female that wants you to play like we in no serious relationship. That's out. I'm not taking you around my family. Let me tell you something. I don't need my family sitting up next holiday. Well, where Jabbo at? I don't motherfucking know. I got rid of him 2 days after the last holiday. The fuck you asking about him for? I'm not taking you around my family. I don't want you to think you going around my family. So you know why I suggest you go get around your other bitch and go around her family because your damn sure ain't come around mine.
Oh, yeah.
I sent my nigga to motherfucking another state for the holidays because I ain't want him to think now time he finna sit around my family. That's out. That's motherfucking O-U-T out.
So what the question was now?
Can I fuck your face or your nose or both? That's the motherfucking question. I'm so glad 5-4 standing up with us now. I'm so glad she got the courage to realize that we weren't here to hurt her, we were here to help her, and that we love her.
Love you guys.
This one of our motherfucking ride or die assholes right here. This is a super bitch right here. I'm talking about she's a super bitch on every page we goddamn put out. And if she was in Georgia, she'd be in the motherfucking video. I might have to ship her in for the video. Fuck that, because she just that lawyer. I'm going to pay for her to come in for the video. Look for you, sicky boo.
I'll hold you, bro.
What? Shut the hell up, because you're going to pay for it, hoe. This the nigga with all the motherfucking money. Y'all ain't seen his motherfucking mansion. 5,600 square feet. Excuse me. I ain't mean to tell your business word. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm telling my
friend. Cell mint is a dick. Excuse me. Y'all excuse my mouth.
Don't be putting your man out there like that.
Well, I love you, Swerve. I'm just not in love with you. It's a difference. Hey.
That's how lady on Pimp Juice take over Tuesday on deck.
It is not motherfucking. You know what, nigga? It's Sunday. It's serious situation.
Man, y'all check in. Y'all check in with the Pills Players and Gangsters, like you said, man. On Tuesday, man. It's worse. I'm gonna
be dead. I'm gonna be dead.
And for our favorite 5-0.
That's my closeout.
Call in.
You ain't got no closeout, fuck nigga.
I already did it.
Shout out to Tina Marie. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, boo.
Rick
James, super freak. You know, I'm just killing me.
Yeah.
Hey, that's why I tell y'all, live every day like it's y'all last, because Tina Marie didn't think that at 54 it was going to be her last. But however, she did the damn thing while she was here. Live every day like it's your last, because one day it will be. I keep telling y'all, stop waiting till the holiday to be nice. Be nice every day. Mm-hmm. Fuck your man every day. Fuck his face every day. Shit.
Yeah,
y'all gotta skew my pussy.
Shout out to Tim Marie, you know, 45, 1936,
yeah.
December 26, 2010.
Alright, now I'm thinking about fire and motherfucking desire, and I can't wait to get a hold to a nigga dick who I want. Fire and motherfucking desire, baby. It's serious goddamn Sunday here, and if y'all didn't know it, you know now. We're going to get serious. Oh,
money on me. Like I got on a sign that says money, money. Shorty up with the bar, she like honey, honey. What would you like to drink? Give me a bottle of this, that, and then some. Then baby, tell me, where do you come from? She said, honey, I'm half black and Asian. So tell me, what do you think? Let's keep it going for the night. Get a going pop, pop. I told shorty, now don't you try to stop, stop. Cause we gon' dance this dance until we drop, drop. And I'm taking you home. She kept going and I was like, fine, fine. And then she started to rock the slow ride, ride. Turned around and said, baby, you're my one. And since I knew it was on, I said, I see you, I see you. You got my mind on sleeping. I'm out of the tricks we sleeping. Got me out of control.
Back, y'all. It's serious situations, honey. There's a motherfucking serious situation going on in this motherfucker tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We got a birthday going on. We got Miss Warren standing the fuck up. It's going down tonight. Somebody gonna get wrote up on GDMP just because. Now, I got a question, Swag.
What to do?
What to do? What it didn't do? I want to know, what do you do when your nigga, bro, is there with you, but their mind is on the other side of town?
Well, that's a circumstantial situation.
It's serious, though.
You cannot tell where your significant other mind is at. You know, so.
You's a fucking fool if you don't sit here and say that. Because you's a goddamn liar. I'm sitting here with you, but I'm off in La La Land. And ain't nothing you do can bring me back. Oh, you know goddamn where my mind is.
It's not about bringing you back. Because, see, the question is very broad. See, you saying one thing, but saying another thing.
Okay, speak on it, motherfucker.
I can't tell if your mind's somewhere else.
Why come you can't?
And listen, that's just like on football Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Young women know we watching the game. Y'all walk by us with all your little lingerie on, butt naked and everything. Y'all know we tuning in on this hill. But if you just chilling with somebody and you laying up with them, cuddle up with them and whatnot, and they mind on somebody else, you cannot really tell because you can't see the actual reactions or the actual action was going on.
Okay, well, let's pretend like we ain't watching the motherfucking game, fuck, nigga. On any other day, I would be fucking your face, but I'm not.
that's what I'm saying. You got to make sure that situation and that place and the circumstances.
You gonna make me throw up?
Right.
Keep on fucking with me.
I'm gonna fuck your face. Look here, Juicy. Me and you sitting up here. We at the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we ordered our food and everything. We waiting on the food to come. And we sit up here talking, and then we just have a big ass pause. Now you thinking about this some other nigga? I'm not noticing you thinking about somebody else.
How come you ain't?
Because that's not where my mind is. My mind is on shit. So get this food, so get up for a little drink, and we're going to go fuck.
Okay, well, what about
I don't know what she thinks about. Now, once we get to fucking and she done called that, she done called that swerve name while she fucking me, that's something different.
Swerve, you wrote up.
Now I know her mind.
Swerve, you wrote up
for
his bitch calling your name. You wrote up, Swerve.
You know, now I know her mind on the other side of town. But just by, I can't assume that she's thinking about somebody.
I just can't assume it though. Once she do that, then what?
Once she do what?
Call out another motherfucking name and let you know her mind is on the other side of town, motherfucker.
Oh, well, she got the first cow smoking.
Huh?
She got the first cow smoking.
So what do you do when you find out that your bitch body is there with you, but her mind is on the other side of town? I don't even know what the fuck you do.
Mine? That's difficult for me, because mine ain't going to be like that. It's no way possible for me to even think like that.
How about this, Swag?
Mine is
my body is here with you, but my mind is on the other side of town. What you got to say about that,
Sway? Mm.
What you got to say about that?
Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
I'm just trying to figure out why these niggas' mind is here with their woman, but they, wait a minute, hold on, their body is there with their bitch, but their mind is over here with me, and their bitch is calling me trying to figure out why their niggas' mind is here with me, but their body is, I can't. Let me tell you something. The effect that I have on a man is something serious. Once your man has partaked of this shit here, he really is no more good to you. He would never be in the... So your best bet is once he done tasted this shit, is just say, nigga, stay. Don't be calling me talking about, can you send him a ticket to come back down now with you? Can you send him a ticket to come over there with you? Don't. I mean, I'm just saying. Because once I have touched his soul, he would never be the same. Welcome to Hot Talk Radio. We have the same effect on the world. Once your woman, your girlfriend, your friend, anybody has listened one time to Hot Talk Radio, they will never be the same again. Shout out to Dub Beats, because thanks to Dub Beats, Hot Talk Radio is what it is today. Y'all don't understand this shit. This shit ain't just motherfucking physical. This shit is spiritual. My bloodline is responsible for this shit. Y'all don't understand. See, I've been trying to teach y'all to make y'all understand this shit. Somebody background finna get suspended. And if you don't want your background suspended, I suggest you suspend it. Now, however, it's 11:15. Proceed with your clothes out, Bootney. Before I fuck your face.
Well, I'm a hot talk radio people. Thank
no,
you.
Hell, motherfucker, are you in an aquarium or something?
Hell. I'm a shark. I'm deep sea. I'm down here.
You deep seeing, all right, motherfucker. I'm on deep. I'm on
shout out to Hot Talk Radio, all our listeners across the world. You know, appreciate y'all for tuning in.
I thought the switchboard was just dancing tonight. I mean, I couldn't even control it.
Appreciate y'all for tuning in. You know, Pimp Juice Takeover 2 is on deck.
It's on suspension. It's Pimp at Play at Takeover Tuesday. Y'all got fucked up from last weekend, so me, Juice, and L taking over.
L's on L when he call in on Tuesday. She said,
yes, she do. She be listening because she be waiting
she
to suspend somebody.
She
ain't
lost.
That right, L?
Yes, I do. I do call in.
Waiting to suspend somebody.
Like
she
wanted
to suspend somebody. She works to me.
Shout out to tune in tonight. You know, shout out to Swag City. Shout out to all our fans across the world. And get it in. You have any situation that you're dealing with, call in and we'll put you on game, period.
On what day, motherfucker? Tell them what day, punk bitch.
Wait, hold on though.
But you got some good dick though, so it don't even matter. I ain't mean to say that.
We got situations Sundays, we got pimp juice Tuesdays, and we got therapy Thursdays. We got that.
Come on, we'll give your ass some therapy this Thursday. How about that?
Look, what we gonna do, right? Y'all tune in too. We're gonna put this pimping in your motherfucking ear. You know it's gonna drip out real good because some nice good juice. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be down here in the rolled-up room. You know, all buses are not allowed. You know,
how about the suspension room? Because y'all suspended.
And, you know, I'm going to close out like that.
Y'all on suspension. Yeah. Check your pages because L going to put it on your page and I'm going to send it to your email. Y'all on suspension. Ain't that right, L?
Uh-huh.
To my eye.
Why did fuck shit?
Juice today on suspension, right? We gonna give him one more chance.
Yeah, then let it go.
See what I'm saying? See, L, you know what happened? If it wasn't for me and you, High Time Radio would be fucked up. Leave it to Juicy.
It's okay. She's such a sweetheart, though.
That's a sweetheart on the motherfucking
Juicy
show.
I ain't hanging on Juicy. Juicy always being Juicy, you know.
You know what, but you know, hey, the sweetheart can hit this right here, though.
Oh.
Hey, I'm the motherfucking bitch of the show, baby. The super bitch.
But my toe is out.
Uh-uh, just saying. We're going to get him one more turn, one more chance, and they're going to pray and get it right. They were just misunderstood on special. I mean, on serious situations. Sonny, go ahead and tell them lies, Juicy. Listen, <now. laughs> that's why the world loves Juicy. They want to hear. Here go the professor. Come texting me. Do Juicy got a page? Hell no, motherfucker. That's your motherfucking coworker. Fuck you mean that she got a page? Trying to put his dick on her page. Keep your dick in your pants, motherfucker. Before I write your ass up. I'm sick of the professor and his dick. I'm just tired of this shit.
Juicy, you got a page, Juice?
Hell no, she ain't got no motherfucking page. I won't let her have now. You
want to
know what Juicy look like? Just paint me chocolate. That's her. Ain't that right, Dub Beats? Ain't that right, Dub Beats? Dub Beats, say something.
Yo-yo.
Somebody yo-yo. He probably mixing and mastering something right now. Y'all got to understand, Dub Beats. He's serious about that thing. You know what I'm saying?
He's no joke, though.
When it comes down to the equipment. Come in with his equipment. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't be the beast. High Time Radio couldn't have taken over the world like it has without Dub Beats. So I need the world to understand that Dub Beats is the manufacturer of High Time Radio. When I had the vision of High Time Radio, I had the entire call Dub Beats to make sure he co-signed on this shit. Somebody background finna get rolled up. Background check, fool.
You know, since it is still Dub B's birthday right now, you know, it ain't hit 12 over here yet. I just wanted to give a shout out to him real quick again and say that he has some of the hottest beats in the whole world, for real. And I ain't saying that just because, you know, Marilyn T. Clough singing on some, you know what I'm saying? But
do you know Marilyn T. Clough personally or something? I mean, because you keep representing her. I mean, how you know her? I mean, how do you know Marilyn T. Clough? I'm confused.
Because that's my sister.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? You wrote the fuck up. You wrote the fuck up. Because I did not know that Marilyn T. Clough was your sister.
What you drinking again?
I can't. That's the rock.
Tell
her to P. Diddy.
That was a good save. That was a good save.
You know what I'm saying? Hey.
No, for real. Shout out to Dub Beast, man. Happy birthday again. Enjoy your 30 something minutes, whatever left. I can't see
this, the clock. Hey, there's some bullshit right here to play his shit back to him. Radio has its own rendition of Happy Birthdays from the female perspective and the male perspective. Shouts out to Showstopper. You know what I'm saying? He did the female rendition, and Marilyn T. Clef, courtesy of Dub Beats, did the male perspective. No other radio station can you get that. You know what I'm saying? It's serious over here. We not playing no games. Juicy, do your clothes out, Bootney.
I want to say, you know, bringing in
what's in your thought? What's in your thought?
You got something?
Hey, I told y'all, keep it in your mouth if you don't want it in nobody else's. Y'all better quit calling me with that fuck shit. Go ahead, Juice, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I want to say, coming to the New Year positive, it is in a couple of more days. So everybody has situations, you know, we live, we learn from them. You know, be happy, you know, yeah, love yourself first, you know, make yourself happy. But
hey,
in my situation, if somebody with me and they mind somewhere else, worrying about somebody
else,
I holler.
Oh, see, that's why she telling me to come get him. I'm coming, boo. Trust me, I'm coming. I'm busy right now. Just hold on to him a little longer. I'm coming. Oh, y'all, do my pussy. Bruh, bloodline. You got something you want to say to the whole wide world with these millions and millions of people that's listening for your birthday, nigga?
Just shouts out to everybody checking in. You know, appreciate the birthday shout out. Big shouts to Hot Talk Radio and, you know, everybody out there supporting the music.
Supporting the movement. Shit. Y'all don't understand this shit. Y'all thought it was just somebody just woke up and decided to do this shit in my bloodline. I am music. And the funny part about it, so is he and my daddy. And you know what I'm saying? It just, I'm sorry. This shit is natural to me. I don't know nothing else to do but what I do. I started out a female rapper, and now I'm doing everything in the world I used to do. But check us motherfucking Tuesday night for Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, where the pimp ass and play ass gonna stand up with their asses. Fake ass players and pimps. I'm gonna blow their heads off. Tune in for Therapy Thursday. And I know we getting a lot of requests for us to go on Fridays. We be working on it. But just be patient. We working on it. You know what I'm saying? We're actually working on a number of things that's gonna surprise you. But however, inbox me on our Facebook page if you want to participate in that Super Bitch Anthem video that we're getting ready to produce. If you want to join us Wednesday at Throwbacks on Old National, where Dilemma will be performing that Super Bitch Anthem, make sure you join us. Inbox me, Lady Libra, one word, that's LadyLibra, last name Barner, Barner. Inbox me, search me on Tagged, Lady Libra, one word. I'm on Mocha Space, Hot Talk Lady Libra, all one word. HOTTALKLADYLIBRA. The other pages I'm on under my real name because I wasn't thinking, because I realize there's a lot of Lady Libras out there. But I promise you, it's only one Lady Libra, Venus, the Roman goddess of love and beauty. It is I. Join us on Twitter at Hot Talk 2010. That's HOTTALK 2010. And I promise you, if you need to get in touch with Dub Beats or anybody else and you can't remember their pages, because Juicy is our hidden secret. That's how we bait y'all asses. If you want to see Juicy with that voice and this and another that all the people have been co-signing on, come on out Wednesday. Check us out at Throwbacks. She will be there because I promise you, you already know she's a super bitch. I don't fuck with nothing but super bitches. For all y'all average assholes, step your game up. And I promise you, buying sweet super bitch pill will not turn you into a super bitch. Buying the Busta Free pill will not make you. This shit got to be, let me tell you something. You got to be born into this shit. Elle didn't wake up and take a pill and become a super bitch. She was born that way. Swag didn't take a swag or something and become super swag. He was born that way, even though he was on the phone with his mama too, to tell me, Mama, I'm going to need your phone for 2 hours because Lady Libra is on a swag he wrote up.
Swag don't, you know, swag don't, you know, don't drop too far from a tree. So, you know what I'm talking about?
You don't drop too far from a tree. I need you to, I need you after the show to go off to go back and listen to how you sound. You don't drop too far from a tree. Yeah, you know what? You wrote up for that.
You gotta understand what that is.
You wrote the fuck up. Juicy, I really appreciate your clothes out tonight because somebody needed to know what you told them. For all y'all females that are trying to understand y'all's situation, once you realize day one that you are no longer in control, I'm the type of female, when I ain't in control, I don't want it no more. Bag down, boo. Because once a nigga has been in the atmosphere of Lady Libra, he is no longer any good to you. And if you don't realize that, you do now. I'm sorry. I apologize for being a super bitch. Super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. All y'all hoes need to unleash the bitch in you. Shout out to what I'm drinking. It was Dub Beats' birthday tonight. It's 11:30. He got 30 more minutes for his motherfucking birthday, y'all. However, ladies, keep it fresh, wet, and tight. If you don't know how to do that, tune in for Tuesday. The pimp's going to teach y'all how to keep it fresh, wet, and tight.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Shout out to my motherfucking multitude, Jack Daniel, the Esquire DJs that was standing the fuck up tonight, James, motherfucking, I don't even know everybody's name, but however, Tommy, goddamn KB, Reggie, hey, y'all know who the fuck y'all are. Shouts out to Showstopper. Oh, shit. Hey, I love to do shit to aggravate hoes. I cannot give a fuck about a nigga, but just because I know a bitch is losing sleep, I'll pour salt in her motherfucking wounds. That's the type of hoe I am. I ain't no hoe, I'm a bitch. Beautiful. Intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. Y'all hoes better unleash the bitch in y'all. Join our Hot Talk Radio's legion of super bitches. We are standing the fuck up strong, stronger than ever. Join our legion of all the signs. If you are an Aquarius, go search Hot Talk Radio's legion of Aquariuses. Legion of Leos, Virgos, Scorpios, Capricorns, Libras, Sagittarius, whatever the sign the fuck you are, we got it. Go join those pages. They're out there. And for those of y'all that think you are a pimp, player, or a gangster, guess what? Hot Talk Radio has a legion for you, too. Hot Talk Radio's legion of pimps, players, and gangsters. I think that's under my page. I'm working on getting it like the Super Bitch page. Y'all got to excuse me sometimes. I be so motherfucking busy. Hey, between trying to get shit with Dub Beats and all these other DJs, the Esquire DJs, and goddamn Big Sam from the East Side Boys, Bad Bone from the Dungeon family, the motherfucking Corleone family. I mean, there's so much shit. God damn it, excuse me. Shit. I'm only human. unfortunately. Even though I wear a cape and I got an S on my chest, don't look at my motherfucking breast. Now you can. You can. It's cool. Shout out to Eric and Eric. Y'all had to excuse me. Y'all had to excuse my pussy. Shout out to them Capricorns that's standing the fuck up. Shout out to Silk from Tag. You know what? I thought I had a fan, but Silk is my... Now, I thought that Miss Warren was a good fan, but Silk got all my videos on his page. He is motherfucking representing for Lady Libra, okay? Shout out to Silk. And you know what? I can't even take it from Ron C, because I'm going to read what he had to say to me on Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. They just fucked they night up. I'm going to wait and read his page, because he wrote me a page. I've never, now, between Ron and Silk, shit, I'm motherfucking, man, please. The rest of y'all some imitation, you know what I'm saying, fans. You know, I apologize. But it is what it is. I ain't even did my homework for tonight because I was too busy trying to work on High Top Radio. But, hey, I apologize. Shout out to my multitude. And if I don't remember your name right now, it ain't my fault. Shout out to what I'm drinking. But it's the B birthday. And we're going to rock the motherfucking party. Showstopper, can you tell him how to rock the party, Bootney? Because y'all know I love Showstopper. And he love me, too. We'll holler.
Yo, said I rock for the east and I rock for the west. Yeah, they know who the best. I said I rock for the north and I rock for the south. Showstopper about to turn it out. And it go a little something like this. Check it. Yo, yo. Pull up in a new whip. Flow like rock steady on the beat, Ken Swift. Shit, I need y'all to witness the way I make the motherfucking dope lit gymnast. If you a real DJ, nigga, spin this. Classic, vintage, flow with ferocious, vicious, terrific, prolific. Champion like motherfucking Robinson, listen. Hall of Fame status, yeah, Kyle Ripken. Showstopper, Henny Beat, yeah, I'm ripping. I got a bad bitch with a tight kitten. I see you haters hating 2020 vision. Feeling like Antarctica with all the ice grilling. Ice on my ring, something like Scottie Pippen. What you call swagger, I'm the definition. Ride or die, NY division, we winning. I'm the star of the show. Y'all in the mission. Showstopper, schizo, yo, schizo house, that's the motherfucking crew. Middle fingers up, tell the haters, fuck you.
Fuck you,
y'all know I'm the truth. When I hit the booth, going off the 90 proof.
Gone.
Y'all don't wanna see the wolves loose. Better wave the white flag, call it truth.
That real hip hop.
Untouchable like Bruce Lee. Fuck it, I'm going off the juice. Gotta smoke a blunt, break like Babe Ruth. NYC, rep it all day, B.
All day.
Down in ACL, collar par zone 3.
What?
Old school, new school, I'm a mixed breed.
Yep.
Peter Piper, Run DMC. 2011 for the OG. Rest in peace, Jam Master J. Rockstar status like walk this way.
Walk this way.
But I'm not Aerosmith, so so arrogant. Get so house, y'all don't wanna challenge, bitch.
Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra.